This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. Because Ani DiFranco's songs over the past 30 years often tackle difficult cultural and social issues, it's not surprising her earlier songs are still relevant today. DiFranco appears at the Castle Theater this Wednesday night. I caught up with her last week to talk about her music, both new and old. The title track to Ani DiFranco's To the Teeth album deals with gun violence. She released it in 1999. Here's how the song begins lyrically.
The sun is setting on the century, and we are armed to the teeth. We're all working together now to make our lives mercifully brief.
What spurred you to write this way back then?
Well, I do believe it was the Columbine shooting directly preceded that song. But, of course, that was not an aberration. There was already just this escalating gun epidemic that was being evidenced in our country. And I felt it's amazing now to have that song and to check in with the fact that, yeah, 20 years ago, I thought it had gone way too far.
A couple of years later, you were bumped from the Letterman show because you wouldn't budge on your song choice, which was Subdivision. And I want to do a couple of quick lines here. White people are so scared of black people, they bulldoze out to the country. And then it goes on and on. You know, we're still dealing with this today. First, I want to ask you about this. Mm-hmm. How much different is it today compared to back when you got bumped for the Letterman show?
Well, geez, I feel like we are still living in a hyper-segregated country, you know? I mean, and who knew that the cell phone camera was going to become the great tool of civil rights in the 21st century? But, you know, I think white America, you know, the middle America, is eyes are being opened now to the reality of how deep racism really goes in this country, how much it affects people on a subconscious, let alone a conscious level, how dangerous and unequal the lives of African Americans are. You know, I mean, all of these things. Yeah, I was trying to speak to it in that song, Subdivision, from my, you know, my own experience growing up in Buffalo and witnessing the white flight out to the suburbs my whole childhood, you know. The way that anybody of means evacuated the city and left the city impoverished and struggling. And I went to public schools in Buffalo, which were all failing. And, you know, we look at the education system in America now, and you can see the effects of racism. You look at the environmental crisis in America now, with us driving around in cars, and there's, you know, no more countryside, and, you know, there's racism there too, you know. And so I think I was just trying to speak in that song to the way racism and these sort of negative forces bring us all down, make us all weaker.
White people are so scared of black people, they bulldoze out to the country and put up houses on little loopy-loop streets.
Well, and at the time, back in 2001, both you and your manager and probably some other people around you felt that you got bumped from the show because of the lyrics to that song. They gave you a different reason, right? They said that they didn't like the tempo of the song, but you still believe that's the reason you got bumped from the Letterman show?
Well, I mean, the show said we'd like something more upbeat, and you can interpret that any way you want.
Off on the street lamps just to prove they got no manners, no mercy, and no sense. And I wonder,
you know, there's a lot of slower, softer songs that get played on these shows, you know, but yeah, we would like something not difficult and controversial and hard to interface with. We'd like something light and fun and, you know, keep the show bouncing along or so, you know. It's like, I mean, of course, it's not unreasonable in and of itself, but I think it just evidences how we're not going out of our way to stir up trouble and to suffer the consequences often, you know. But I think, you know, that's kind of what it takes. That's kind of what it takes, you know, a little bit of self-sacrifice on all of our parts to make good change happen. So that's why I kind of knuckled down and said, yeah, here's my self-sacrifice. I'm going to play this song or nothing. You know, and they said, okay, nothing. And I've never been invited back on that show. So, but I felt it was more important to just represent what I, you know, my freedom to represent what I wanted to represent rather than to have that exposure in that moment.